Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Okay, it's finally Friday. Excited to be back on the air. This is your host, Tony Williamson. Glad to be back on Iolo Radio with you this morning, this Friday morning. Beautiful day. I hope it's beautiful where you are. We're so excited that you've taken the time to join us on the radio today. Our call number is 718-664-9145. Please be sure and send that out to your team right now. Let them know we're live on the radio. Today is your day. We're going to have a discussion today. We're going to call it Open Line Friday. It might be a phrase that some of you have heard before, but really it gives you the chance as the agent to bring the questions or comments. We really do want to know what your thoughts are out there. I've got Mr. Donnie Crisp online. Good morning, Donnie. How are you, sir?
Tony, good morning. Happy Friday the 13th, buddy.
Friday the 13th, that's right. Two Friday the 13th month, back to back. You know, that's what we had last month, and we got it again this month. That's the way it rolls.
Crazy.
But anyway, you know, actually, the 13th is one of my lucky numbers. I discovered that because that was the day that my daughter was born, and that has been one of the greatest blessings of my life. So 13 is my lucky number, so I'm always happy about Friday the 13th. Anyway, Donnie, thank you for being on board, my friend. And we also have Mr. Rodney Cox working the switchboard in the background. Guys, they will probably be interviewing you. If you raise your hand, and you can do that simply by hitting 1 on your phone, then we can see that you have a question or comment. And then Donnie or Rodney will take you off air and ask you if they can. If they've got time, they're going to ask you your question. You know, your question and whether or not it's relevant to our conversation. So, you know, be prepared for that just so that you're not surprised. So, anyway, that could be going on. So, Donnie, thank you for doing that. Rodney, thank you for doing that. And also, we've got Mr. Bud Nemeth, who is the Director of Marketing for Iolo. And Bud is live on the radio with us today as well. And, Bud, I want to say good morning to you and happy Friday the 13th to you, my friend.
Yes, Tony, let's make it the best Friday the 13th ever.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
I am happy to be here. I will tell you, I don't have a lot of time. I actually have other appointments that I have to get to. I was trying to reschedule them around this, but sometimes, you just can't do that. So I just wanted to jump in at the top of the show and give a couple of quick updates. Number one, we did get the temporary poster loaded into the marketing materials section under your resources tab in your back office. So, again, for those of you who want to go ahead and print out posters until we get our new marketing materials, our new POS materials in, I anticipate they told us 10 business days for them to be shipped to us, and then as soon as we get them, we'll turn them around and ship them out to the merchants. So that's probably about 3 weeks from now, Tony, before they'll get them in their hands. So, again, I know some people have been asking for it. We do have the original ones that come with the poster and the table tents that do say get your device on them. But thanks to Matt Johnson, we now have a new poster in the back office, and it says get your items today or something like that. Anyways, it's generic. And the neat thing about that is you can actually have that printed out in 8.5 by 11 format. And, again, please have those printed out professionally. Get them done at a Staples or a Kinko's or something. Do not print too many of them out because, again, all this material is being upgraded and improved and changed and again, new things on there that have to be on there. So we hope to eventually replace all of that material. But definitely, if you want to, I would say go. If you've got 10 merchants out there, go out and print up 10 or 20 of these and get them over to them. If you print it out in an 8.5 by 11, you might want to get it done on both sides and then go purchase an acrylic 8.5 by 11 stand that you can set right on the counter so that they can let their customers know that they do offer America's fastest growing no credit check rent to own program to their customers. So again, that is in your back office. I believe it says new on it, and it is a temporary option. You can also tell the, wherever you're getting them printed out at, a glossy, high, thick stock paper so they look good and professional. If you want them in 11 by 17, tell them I wouldn't go too much higher than that because then they'll start distorting the quality of that. So, 8.5 by 11 or 11 by 17. And that is there temporarily for you. Once we have the new marking materials, we'll get rid of those because we don't want to go backwards. We only want to move forwards. Also, one quick suggestion, or actually I want to draw everybody's attention to, as you're out there doing this and you're out there talking to merchants and, you get excited, they get signed up, yeah, I'm ready to go, super. When you're filling out that application, a lot of you are doing it incredibly. It's complete. It's correct. But there is one challenge we've been seeing lately. Some of you are uploading, either you or your merchants are uploading the necessary documents in an HTML format or an HTM format. And if you look right underneath where it says to upload the documents, it gives you the acceptable formats. HTML is not one of them. When we go to open those in the back office in our system, it comes up like, you can't see anything, and it looks like your computer just got a virus. So our system does not support HTML uploads, so please don't do that because then it slows the whole process down. So, again, a JPEG or PDF or whatever the listing is there, just choose one of those formats. If you're not sure how to put it in that format, go to Google, how do I turn HTML into whatever, JPEG or whatever it is, but please just be cognizant of the fact that there are certain types of files that are acceptable to be uploaded. So when you're doing that business license and the business check and the inside and outside pictures, and by the way, it's so great to be able to see those pictures and put an actual store and name to the store, and that's pretty cool. I like to have fun with my merchants too. I say, listen, I'm going to take a picture of your store. But why don't you come outside and wave or put a thumbs up, and I'll get you in the picture. Again, just get some involved and stuff. Other than that, Tony, I really don't have anything to announce officially today from corporate. Hope to have some really big and exciting announcements next week. We will be working diligently and throughout the weekend, again, as most of us do at corporate, to try to make this the best company it can be. So what I'd like to do before I get out of here, I got about 2 minutes, I got to get out of here. I have three quotes for you today, Tony, for our listeners. Since it's Friday, so we'll do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm gonna leave you with three quotes. Number one is the first quote that I want to share with you is from Confucius. And I saw a quote from Confucius today. It says, "It does not matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop." I'm going to say that again. It doesn't matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop. Folks, I know a lot of you have other businesses, jobs, professions, careers, things that you're doing, and a lot of you are doing Iolo on the side. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Just do set aside some time each week to invest in your own Iolo business, and this next quote will explain why I'm saying that. The next quote is from Thomas Edison. He says, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." That's Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb. It took him over 10,000 tries to succeed in inventing the light bulb. And when asked about, how does he handle failing 10,000 times, his mindset in the way he looks at things, he says, "I didn't fail one time. I just found 10,000 ways. I successfully found 10,000 ways that it did not work." And again, that's the mindset. But it talks about just one more time. Seriously, that one more merchant that you talk to could be the merchant that sets you free. It could be the merchant that leads you to 15, 20, 30, 50, 100 or more stores because of their relationships, because of their connections, because of their business. So it really only takes one. And for those of you who are building an agency, oh my goodness, just go share this with professionals that you think might have some interest or some success. Imagine getting yourself a Tim Williams in your business. Tim was our guest yesterday. If you missed that show, please listen to Tim's experiences. He is setting the world on fire with Iolo. So imagine getting a few, 3, 5, 10 of those people in your Iolo business, in your agency. It can set you free. So there's my first quote from Confucius, my second one from Thomas Edison, and my last one is going to be from the one and only Dr. Seuss. So we're going to run the gamut today on quotes. And here's my quote from Dr. Seuss. He says, "You have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know, and you are the one who will decide where you go." Folks, make that decision where you want to go. Let Iolo be the vehicle to get you there, because it truly, certainly can do that. So, folks, have a fantastic and a blessed weekend. And we will see you Monday. Hopefully we'll have some great announcements for you.
I got to give you a little applause, especially for the Dr. Seuss. The Dr. Seuss.
I love Dr. Seuss. Well,
I can tell you got some young folks in your house, too.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, Tony, I want to say thank you for, Tony, I want to say thank you for coming back. I know Rodney and I bumbled and fumbled through the show yesterday. It's great to have a professional on board who knows what he's doing. So thank you again so much for doing all you do. We're glad you made it home safely and glad you're back on the air.
Thanks so much, bud. It's my honor to be here, absolutely. And I'm so excited about Iolo and what we're doing. And every week, every day, literally, we're starting to see, as agents in the field who have been here more than a couple of hours, you know, we're seeing continuous improvement with the team that Alan has put together back at corporate, and certainly all the work that you are doing and that Rodney's doing out there supporting us in the field and being that line of conduit, you know, back and forth between us in the field and the corporate team out there. So, yeah, I think it's a great place to be. I'm really excited. And why, you know, wise wisdom that you're sharing with us this morning as well, bud. So I don't know if you can stick around. Open Line Friday, guys, means that this is an opportunity for you to ask questions. We got a couple of people that are already up on the queue here. So I'm going to go to Johnny in North Carolina and say good morning to you, Johnny. I don't know how long Bud can stick around with us, but good morning to you, Johnny. Do you have a question or comment for us?
Yeah, my question is, you know, customers, they are, you know, they receive their income by direct deposit and don't receive a pay stub. How we're getting the income information that we need to verify the income?
Well, what they're really doing is saying, here's my employer, here's my income. We're not asking them to give us pay stub. You know, Iolo doesn't. Now, some of the other competitors do, and that's a great question, John. Thanks for asking it. Some of our competitors, we've heard, you know, that they do go and ask, you know, they ask the customer of the merchant to go chase information down at the bank and to go get pay stubs and scan pay stubs and this and that and the other and a lot of stuff like that. Iolo makes this really, really simple. We have access to a massive database, more than one actually, and they have the algorithms already in place, Johnny, that will scan those databases in a matter of seconds. We're not looking for credit. We're not looking for, you know, what traditional financing is looking for. We're looking for another factor here. It's called stability. And by analyzing the data, literally, of the lifestyle of us as individuals, no matter who it is that's applying, Iolo can determine, or the software actually, the algorithm determines in a matter of seconds whether or not this person basically is someone who can be, well, the bottom line is, you know, do they have a track record that shows that they are reliant in the sense that they kind of live up to their obligations, okay? They're not moving around all over the place. They haven't recently changed this or changed that or whatever. That, you know, when you change jobs, that information is kind of out there, okay, because the IRS is keeping information on each of us. You know, the credit bureaus are keeping information and so forth. And so there are other databases besides the credit bureaus that are out there. And so what happens is our system goes out and looks for those other validations. So we're not asking our customers to, our merchants' customers, to put in a copy or to scan a copy of a paycheck if they actually really needed it, because there was just no evidence, no verification of their employment whatsoever. IOLO is going to put them on hold, and IOLO is going to call that customer personally and work with them. It's not the merchant's responsibility. But typically, they're just supposed to put in what their income amount is, and you know, and it doesn't have to be even an employer. You know, it can be some other source. But if it's real, if it's realistic, it's going to show up out there in their purchasing habits, in their consumption habits, in their lifestyle, and in the things that they do. And so that's really what they're going to be looking at, Johnny. So we're not really worried about, and it's for us as agents in the field to educate our merchants on this. You know, we don't really care how IOLO, I mean, do we really, at the end of the day, do we really care how IOLO determines whether or not they want to take a risk with that customer of that merchant? We really don't. That's really up to them. But we know that when they do, and we're glad that they're doing whatever they're doing and how they're doing it, because it satisfies their requirements for their investors. And however they're doing it, their investors are happy. They continue to fund opportunities for customers to do rent to own. And don't forget, we also have the option to recover the asset. This is a tangible product, whether it's a cell phone or a couch or, you know, or whatever, you know, jewelry, whatever it may be. You know, IOLO, you know, owns it. It belongs to IOLO. And so that asset becomes the property of IOLO, and the customer has to return that if they don't live up to the obligation that they've established with them to, you know, pay their monthly rental payments until full term. And once they've done that, of course, then they own the product. Let's go to Mr. Barry in New York. Barry, a voice that we've heard on the radio show several times before. Barry, good morning to you. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Bud. Good morning to everyone on the line. I went out in the field yesterday for the first time. You know, I have a lot of background selling to business, to B2B. I sell to B2B all the time. So that wasn't my concern. My concern was really understanding the product, coming on the phone calls every day. And I'm telling you, gentlemen, and I'm telling the folks that are on the line, I decided to do jewelry stores, because I went to quite several different stores, but I decided to do a jewelry store. And I said, I'm not going to leave until I close a jewelry store. And I closed the jewelry store. They were so excited when I got in there. I said, who's the owner? The guy says, I'm the owner. He had to buzz me in because they were getting ready to close. And what happened, he said to me, but I'm not the one you need to talk to. You need to talk to my son. Are you from Progressive? I said, no, I'm not from Progressive. He says, well, we're looking to sign somebody up. The son came. I told him about it. He was like, he couldn't believe it. It didn't cost anything. We didn't charge any fees associated with to them, to the customer. He said, you sure you're not going to charge me? I said, you could give me $200, but you can't tell the company. But I said, I'm only kidding. That's only a joke. You know, this little icebreaker. And they signed up. The only thing we didn't get, he didn't have the FEIA number. But the store, then I went to one guy, another guy. He had four locations. I went to one store. He says, go around the corner, ask for Sam, tell him I sent you. This one of his employees. He said he's been looking for something like this. I talked to Sam. He says, Barry, I love everything. I love your approach. I love the enthusiasm. You're a very personable person. You know what you're talking about. He says, but I got one problem. I'm leaving in 4 days to go to Israel, and I'm going to be back, and I want to sign up my store on the 4th. Here's my email address. Here's all my information. And he says, please send me the information so I can look it over while I'm in Israel. When I come back, we're going to sign up all four stores. So this is real, folks. This is excited. I have never, ever been excited about a company as much as about IOLO and what it has to provide to small business owners. People are excited. They're ready to come on board. I went to a couple electronic stores, and everyone's excited because the only option these guys have is doing layaway. And when I explained to them why layaway didn't work, they were like, yeah, this makes sense. This makes sense for us. It makes sense for the customer. This is the best thing, and I just couldn't believe it. I'm going to go out today, and I'm probably going to sign up for maybe 5-6 people. I'm only going to hit jewelry stores, but I'm talking to everyone. I don't have a problem with going to any retail stores. I don't care what Iola, what other product line come down, vertical market come down the line later on. I don't have a problem going to any of this. Iola's excited. I am so happy that somebody thought enough about me to bring me and make me a part of Iola. And
nice.
It's
well, thanks so much, Barry. And we really appreciate your coming. And thanks for being so loyal and calling in the show. We see you on here. We know that you're here. And truly, it's an honor for us to be working together as a team. This is Team Iola. You know, you're listening in live. You're listening in on the radio. You're listening in on the Internet. The radio show is for you as the independent ILO agent. If you'd like to hit one on your phone, you can join the show, but I'm going to go to Mr. Donnie Crisp and ask Donnie, what is your question this morning? Because the rest of the team evidently doesn't have any questions. We've only got a couple people that have raised their hand this morning, so we might end up getting off the radio sooner than we expected today because we've already got all the questions answered in the field. Nobody's raising their hand. But, Donnie, what is your question today that you want to bring forth?
Man, my question is how everybody feels after Barry just spoke right then, because, I mean, if that doesn't fire you up, nothing will. I mean, that right there, it even re-fired me up. Not that I wasn't already fired up, but this, like I said, question is the excitement. You go out there with that type of enthusiasm like Barry did, and you'll get people's attention. You may not get it right off the bat like he did, but just keep going back in with that enthusiasm, and these people will roll over and utilize our program. Thank you, Barry, for
absolutely.
That. I mean, I'm ready to run out the door, so I got to go. Tony, have a good day.
All right, man. I tell you, that's the way to do it. Get fired up and hit the road, dude. Get fired up and hit the road. Well, it is an exciting opportunity. And don't forget, guys, it's not just the merchants. And we've talked a lot about the merchants. But, you know, Tim Williams was on the show yesterday. And Tim, Bud related it, already has just from the power of multiplication, you know, you bring in one who brings in, you know, you bring in two, and those two go out and get two who go out and get two. And the power of exponential multiplication really does kick in, you know, in a program like this. Now, this isn't network marketing. This is a direct sales, and you have the opportunity to build your own agency. But there is no limit to how many people you can personally bring on board as professional sales team that you're building. And I heard Bud say yesterday as I was listening into the show that Tim already has over 250 agents, you know, in his, you know, first four generations of his organization. Imagine, you know, if just 10% went out with the excitement that Barry's expressed this morning and just go do what Barry's done. You go, you know, bring in a merchant, suddenly that merchant brings in two or three more stores, and then they tell somebody else who tells somebody else. And by the way, guys, referrals are one of your most powerful marketing tools. That is, when you go out and bring in a merchant, always be sure you're working with those existing merchants because you've already got a relationship with them, and get some referrals from them because merchants know merchants, right, because that's the business they're in. If you were a professional in whatever area, you know, whether it's, you know, whatever, you could take any profession, whatever it is, I guarantee you, you're going to know other people that are in that same profession. And so, you know, one of your best marketing tools is to be sure that you reward your merchants and get referrals from them, you know, because they are having a relationship with you. They more than likely are going to be more than happy to let you know about other merchants that do the same thing they do, that they've got relationships with. Because if your product is helping them, which is Iola, right, if it's helping them in their store, you know, they're going to give you some great referrals. So two ways to work this. One is to bring in more merchants, certainly. That's very effective. But the other one, and we haven't been talking about it a lot lately because we really have been focusing on merchants, and we should be because that's where you're making your money, right? But there certainly is something to be said for the exponential opportunity for earning income simply because you have the opportunity to have other agents in your team. And this is really a very, very powerful way to build, you know, substantial residual income for you and your family. And, you know, really it's almost like a legacy income because as long as those merchants are in business, you're going to continue to get paid month after month after month for the new business that they're writing each month in their store. And you're not responsible for overhead. You know, you really don't have any overhead in this business. There's no cost to get on board as an independent agent. There's no licensing requirements. There's no long and drawn-out educational process that takes weeks, if not months, to complete. And you certainly don't have to go to school for 4 years or 6 years or 10 years just to get yourself in a position where you can start earning income. You can start earning income right now, this month in March, by going out and doing what Barry did yesterday and calling on jewelry stores, electronic stores, tires and wheel stores, furniture stores now as part of our family mix. It's just a great opportunity. And, of course, electronics. We've got cell phones, TVs, stereo systems. If it's electronic, if it plugs in the wall, it probably can be a rent-to-own option for the customers of that type of merchant. Very, very exciting. Well, with that said, I know we're closing in on the bottom of the hour. I'm going to go here to area code 619. Last four digits, 4087. Good morning. You're live on the radio if my computer works.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Who am I talking about?
You're talking with Dwight Murchison in San Diego.
Good morning, Dwight. How are you? I know it's early out there where you are, sir.
Yes, it is, but it's a great morning. It's a great morning to be on this call.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for letting me be here. I want to say that from what I heard this morning, it sounded like you guys were talking to me personally. I have been doing Iolo as another business, and I made a decision this month that I was going to make things start to work. So to make a long story short, I went out yesterday, and I contacted, actually it was a follow-up with a lady that has a store, cell phone store. Well, make a long story mm-hmm. short, it turns out she has 8 stores, okay?
Wow.
And again, the question is, she asked me if the ID that you get at the consulate here in San Diego was acceptable as ID for us. And I didn't know the answer to that question. So I said,
I'm not sure.
Hold on.
Unpack
it's like
that
a driver's
question.
License.
Go ahead, Dwight. Unpack that question a little bit for me.
You know, we were talking about ID, and she said some of her customers who live in Mexico, they don't have a driver's license, but they have a consulate ID from the Mexican consulate in San Diego. And she asked me if that was acceptable, and I did not know.
You know, that's a great question, and I don't know. And Bud's not on with us either. But I tell you what, we'll take that one into consideration, and we'll try to find out. If they are American, you know, I believe the system, they're supposed to be, you know, an American citizen. So they have an, you know, a valid, you know, ID, a United States ID. That's what I've understood so far. So I don't know how that would translate. If the you know if the software or if their requirements would allow that to happen, but that's a great question, and I know that's in other parts of the country that may not be a relevant question, but for the area that you're in, that's an important question.
Well, that's the only question that I couldn't answer, but she told me, listen, I can't just say yes for this one store. I have 8 stores, so me and my husband will get together with you on Monday. So that's my story.
That's what I'm excited about for you, man, because 8 stores, you know, when we looked at the average numbers, you know, earlier on, we were looking at, you know, what is the average store purchasing, you know, per month, and how many times, in other words, how many times are they writing those contracts for rent to own, and what's the average customer's purchase? What it looked like, it was settling around $500. Well, keep in mind, most of that data was acquired in the cell phone industry. Excuse me. And so, anyway, what they discovered and, you know, turned up with was that the average merchant's writing about, you know, one contract a day, 5 days a week, 4 weeks in the month, so that's 20 contracts, and the average contract was about $500. Well, if you do the math on that, that's $10,000 a month. Well, and they designed the compensation plan to be conservative around half that number, which really we're looking at numbers and we said, okay, well, if you get, you know, the 5-5 plan that Bud keeps talking about all the time, right, is you got 5 merchants that are doing 5,000. a month. Well, the average that they, the numbers that they acquired before was, you know, the average merchant's going to do about 10,000. Well, I thought it was interesting on Wednesday when Alan was talking about the numbers that were coming in. And for January, the average customer order was at 400 and something, and then it almost doubled. It was over $700 in February. So already that number's going up. And, guys, we're now moving into, you know, jewelry, which kind of moves the number up because, you know, jewelry purchases sometimes are, you know, as you might expect, you know, more than $500. Wheels and tires, you know, a lot of the stuff that we've seen are coming through at $1,000, $1,500 or whatever. So that's bigger numbers, right, average orders. And now furniture is part of the mix. And so furniture, you know, we would expect $500 would really be the minimum. It, you know, it's probably going to be $1,000, $1,500, maybe $2,000 might be the average furniture rent-to-own option. So with those kinds of numbers pushing the average consumption up, in other words, the average customer order up, and then we're looking at the types of merchants that are going to give us more and more and more orders, because there are some stores, you guys know this, right? There are some stores out there. In fact, you know, I know one of the guys on my team is working with a merchant that has four or five. He's building four or five furniture stores, and all they're doing is going to be rent to own. So in that market, that's a very popular way for those purchases to be made, you know, on the rent to own option. And so their average number of, you know, orders per month is going to be probably significantly more than 20, but the average volume per order is going to be also significantly more. So to say that the average merchant is only going to do $5,000 a month is probably pretty conservative. But if you went out and got five, and just like what the story you're just telling us, is you went out and, you know, called on one, but she's going to eight stores, bam, there you are. I mean, you immediately have eight stores if you ink this deal with her and bring her on board, and now suddenly, you know, doing 25, she may, between those eight stores, easily do, you know, 25,000 up to 40,000, maybe 50,000 or more a month. And guys, you get into another income bracket, if you will, because it's a bonus pool at $100,000 a month. There's a bonus pool out there for everyone. I apologize for my cough this morning. I've got something stuck in my throat. Anyway, I want to go to area code 551 as we're beginning to wrap up the show here. Area code 551, the last four digits, 6010. All right, well, I can't get through the noise there.
Hey, right, Tony.
So with that, yep.
Hey, Tony, this is Rodney. Can you hear me?
I got you, brother.
Can you hear me, Tony?
Yeah, we got you, man. I don't know if you can hear us,
right,
but we hear
man.
You.
Yes, I do. Thank you. I wanted to answer the question to the caller earlier about the consulate ID there in San Diego. The answer to that question is, as long as it is a permanent ID issued by a government agency and it is not a temporary work permit or something of that nature or a temporary form of that, then that is fine. That is acceptable.
There you go. Fantastic. That's why we call this a team. Rodney's the man who got the answers. Thanks so much, Rodney. Well, that really, there you go. So go out and get those eight stores, dude, because you can relate that information to her comfortably. That's fantastic. I want to go to area code 3. Thank you, Rodney, my friend. Let's go to area code 310. The last four digits, 8667. I'm going to let you be the last caller of the day, but appreciate you calling in, raising your hand. Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning. This is Tim Williams, guys. Great job.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Tim Williams? Fantastic show yesterday.
If I can do one thing, is to make sure. I guess you got a little background there or something.
You have a little background, Ozef. You got it now. Go ahead, man.
Okay. Just want to make sure everybody knew that when they go to a store to make sure, there's only a couple of people at the stores that actually input the applications, and those are the ones we really need to focus on. Train everybody, but that person who puts in the application, who knows a lot of them have two, three, four people, and I've seen them. I've seen signs of Iolo in areas of, as I've gone. I said, why is this pushed to the side? Why aren't you using this? Because that person who input is the person that makes the decisions. Sometimes it's one, sometimes two or three. But I haven't seen yet where all the employees input information into that for that. There's a few people that do it. And if you hone in on those people, that's your business. The signs are secondary. That person who inputs those applications for whatever reason, and if they don't like ILO, find out why so we can get to the bottom of it. And at least we can be their second option. So I just want to throw that. This is just from finding out for sure, from being out in the field. So I want to pass that on to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Tim. As always, my friend, great to hear from you. And, man, what a fantastic job you did yesterday. And we'd love to have you back on the show again. I'm a little jealous that I couldn't be a part of that conversation yesterday, but I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole thing. I listened to as much as I could before I lost my signal. But, man, fantastic job yesterday. Thanks again, brother, for being who you are and doing what you're doing. Well, you know, Donnie, I think that's it for today, man. It's been a great show. I know we're going a little bit long, and we'll call it a day. Thank you to everyone that stayed online, that's calling in, that's being a part of the show. And with that, Donnie, I want to give you the last word today. What would you like to share as we roll into the weekend on this beautiful Friday the 13th?
Man, all I can say is just go out there with some enthusiasm, guys. I mean, enthusiasm sells. I think it was Barry, if I'm correct with that. I lost him there, lost his name on the line. But he just got me fired up this morning. Not that I'm not already fired up, but again, enthusiasm sells, guys. Go out there and just walk in with a big smile on your face. We have a better way for these guys, and just keep hitting them. Keep hitting them. They're going to come around if you haven't already.
Well, man, I think that's great advice, and I agree, man. It's the excitement of the enthusiasm, and it's you know, it's contagious, right? It's contagious. Iolo is contagious.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.